Okay, so I want to start out by thanking my co-collaborators, Elizabeth Zell, who has been kind of the guiding force behind this project that's been going on for about 2 years, and our co-conspirator, Tracy Pondo, who has been very instrumental in all of the coding and the hard work that's gone into this project. I have no relationships to disclose since I work for the government. No money. Okay, so I'm going to start with a brief overview into the data set that we use to evaluate our multiple imputation, which is the CDC's active bacterial core surveillance system. And then I'll discuss a few general implications into missing data and some approaches to handle or manage missing data. And then I'll discuss missing data in ABCs and the importance of race in disease reporting. And next I'll discuss the multiple imputation process of missing race in ABCs, starting with the imputation, following with the evaluation, and ultimately the results. And I'll wrap up with a few summary points. So ABCs monitors the disease incidence of 5 invasive bacterial pathogens, including group A, group B, streptococcus, streptococcus pneumoniae, Neisseria meningitidis, and Haemophilus influenza. The population under surveillance is approximately 41 million in the United States. There's 10 sites in the United States, many of which are statewide for the less common diseases such as Neisseria meningitidis or Haemophilus influenza. But with other sites, such as in California, there's the 3 Bay County area, in Colorado, the 5 County Denver area, in Tennessee, there's the 20 County urban area, and the 7 County Rochester area in New York. The smaller areas are usually used to focus on better disease reporting for more common pathogens such as strep pneumonia. So our surveillance coordinators actively review laboratory and medical records, which allows for nearly 100% detection of confirmed cases of the invasive bacterial infections in the surveillance populations. So the ABCs is used to determine molecular microbiologic and epidemiological characteristics of these pathogens. It's also used to establish public health guidelines and recommendations, such as the recent update for the 2002 guidelines for the prevention of group B streptococcus. Also, since ABCs monitors disease incidence by race, we're able to monitor the Healthy People 2010 goals of eliminating health disparities. So some implications. Missing data can lead to biased results that don't accurately reflect the population of interest, usually because data are not missing completely at random. So over the past several decades, several approaches have been introduced to adjust for or handle missing data. These include complete case analysis, available case analysis, aggregate distribution, single imputation, and multiple imputation. So with complete case analysis, usually involves the deletion or removal of records with missing data. So it is also utilized in most statistical packages. This often provides biased estimates of race-specific disease reporting and also assumes that the data is missing completely at random. So in this example, record 4, this observation, the person is missing race, but it has all other available variables. But when doing analysis, that record is completely removed. So in available case analysis, it utilizes only those cases where the variable of interest is available, which causes difficulty in analysis as the number of observations varies depending on the variable of interest. So here, record 4 again, race is missing. So if you're doing analysis on age, sex, or state, your sample size is 5, but is reduced to 4 when coupled with race or looking at race by itself. With aggregate distribution, which is the current ABC strategy for missing race, we distribute the data based upon the known values in the complete data. So we look at the age and race categories and distribute based upon the proportions found within the known data for each category. Unfortunately, the variance estimation does not account for the uncertainty of the distributed data, which leads to an underestimate of the variance. And here we're assuming that data is missing at random. So in this instance, the races, since two of the five here are white, we assume, or it is probably assumed, that record number four is going to be white based on the proportion. Moving on to single imputation, here we fill in a single value for each missing value. But again, the variance estimation does not account for the uncertainty of the distributed data, which leads to an underestimate in the variance. And again, data is assumed missing at random. Instead of filling a single value with multiple imputation, each missing value, for each missing value, MI replaces with multiple values. So this actually represents the uncertainty of the missing value by providing multiple plausible data points, which provides for the variance estimation by accounting for uncertain values. Here, the variance estimation does account for the uncertainty of distributed unknown data. Unfortunately, with multiple mutation, more resources are needed and more time. And here again, we assume that data is missing at random. So missing race and ABCs, how does it affect the data? We know that disease incidence varies by race for some ABCs pathogens. For instance, blacks have higher incidence of invasive disease than whites in both pneumococcal disease and group B strep disease. So missing race can lead to an underreporting of race-specific disease incidence. And oftentimes, risk factor studies will drop those with missing race. So this is a graph just showing the distribution of race for the ABCs data for all pathogens for 2001. So I think the range is from 10 to 15%. And if we were to throw this data into a model or such as logistic regression or any other modeling technique, we would lose 10 to 15% of our data. So that led us to move forward with multiple imputation. So the evaluation approach for MI for missing race and ABCs began last year by our team constructing 200 data sets using logistic regression to model the observed missing data patterns. The replicated data sets had varying missing patterns based upon the proportions from the original data set and the 2001 ABCs cases. The amount of missingness for each data pattern varied amongst the 200 data sets, creating artificial variance for confidence intervals. We then performed a multiple imputation of missing race data from these 200 data sets in order to evaluate the difference between rates of disease in the complete case or true data in the multiply imputed data. We implemented a sequential regression imputation via IVEware using the variables in stable. Those included pathogen, the five pathogens and ABCs, outcome, survived or died, sex, hospitalization status, state, county, and some medical record information such as underlying condition, which there are several of, syndromes, and the site from which the organism was isolated. We moved forward with the evaluation of the 200 data sets using two different approaches. The first being a frequentist approach where we counted the number of data sets with confidence intervals, both 95 and 80%, containing the true race-specific disease incidence. The second approach, the Bayesian approach, we calculated the average area within the normal approximation of the true distribution of the race-specific disease incidence that falls within the upper and lower confidence limits, both 95 and 80%, from the imputed data. SAS procedures implement multiple imputation inferences in three distinct phases. First, you create the multiply imputed data sets using PROC-MI, or here we used IVEware. Second, you analyze the M-complete data sets, here 200, by using standard procedures such as PROC-REG or PROC-Logistic or any other, PROC-REG. And then third, generate valid statistical inferences about the parameters of interest by combining the results with PROC-MI analyze. So finally, our results with the 95% confidence intervals. As you can see, with the frequentist approach, the results were quite promising, ranging from 98 to 100%. With the Bayesian approach, also quite promising, ranging from 90 to 97%. When looking at the 80% confidence intervals, but narrower, we still had really great results with the frequentist approach, ranging from 94 to 100%, and not so promising, but still still worthwhile evidence of the efficacy of this approach was the Bayesian, ranging from 74% to 80%. So just to wrap up, multiple imputation methods should be used to bridge the limitations presented by missing data in ABCs, as it results in statistically valid inferences that properly reflect the uncertainty due to missing values. Surveillance systems with missing race data will benefit using MI techniques and will lead to improved incidence rate, race-specific incident rate reporting, improved monitoring of the HP 2010 and 2020 objectives, and improved risk factor studies. And this is the ABC's team at CDC. That's our surveillance officers meeting back this past June. So that was very quick. So if anybody has any questions.